honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, you're listening to Naturally Savvy. I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. I love the paleo lifestyle. I just feel better eating paleo. Now, I find that different people have different things that agree with them and don't agree with them, but being a paleo kind of person, I love this next guest. She is Alana Amsterdam, and I love her book. She's got a great book on paleo cooking from Alana's Pantry, which is new. She's got a great book all about using almond flours, and you can make great cakes and breads and all kinds of fun things. Alana, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lisa. It's great to be here with you.
I love having you on. First of all, I want to thank you. Several years ago, Alana sent me the best chocolate chip cookies I ever had in my life. I finally figured out how to make them using your recipe. And it's like, okay, I guess I could try this. I didn't know I could make cookies as good as you, but man, you are incredible.
Oh, thank you. Well, all of my recipes are designed so that they're easy enough for my children to make them. And I have two boys, 14 and 15, and they've been baking cookies since they were about 7. And 8. So I'm glad that they were easy enough for you to throw together and that you like
the
result.
Well, as I mentioned, I really do. And, you know, I just feel better when I eat a paleo diet. And for people who aren't familiar, you know, I think a lot of people picture people walking around with big, you know, drumsticks or something and not very many vegetables. But a real healthy paleo is I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit. There's nuts, there's seeds, and then meat's just a small part of it, would you say?
That's exactly how I do paleo. I actually have been eating this way, this grain-free diet, since 2001. And there wasn't even really a name for it when I started it over a decade ago. And it was funny, I'd been diagnosed with celiac disease a couple of years prior to trying the grain-free or paleo diet, and I just wasn't feeling better at all going on a gluten-free diet. And it was incredible. When I eliminated grains and went paleo, within probably 60 days, I saw results after not getting any results much at all for 3 years of gluten-free. So I think the takeaway there is for readers that are on the gluten-free diet and are doing it for a health issue and not seeing that health issue resolve, you may want to try eliminating grains, even gluten-free grains, like rice, corn, potatoes. In my book, those are considered grains, and those are things that I really can't digest.
You know, I'm so glad that you said that, because a lot of times when I tell people I don't eat grains, they say, oh, well, do you have celiac, or are you gluten-free? And I'm very sensitive to people that have celiac. It can be so serious for some people. Whereas for me, it doesn't matter what grain it is. It just makes me tired. And
yeah.
So I'm really glad you brought that up, right? Because there's a lot of different reasons to try this. Another reason is the recipes are flipping great. Let's jump right into your book, Paleo Cooking from Alana's Pantry, gluten-free, grain-free, dairy-free recipes. When did you decide to put this together, Alana?
I usually my publisher contacts me when they're excited about something they see on my website, elanaspantry.com. And they decided in, I think, 2012. I had been cooking this way, like I said, for over a decade, and I think they saw that paleo was becoming more and more well-recognized and well-known, and so they asked me to do with paleo in the title. But all of my books, including my first and second book, are completely grain-free because this is the way I eat. And it's funny, my older son, who's 15, going on 16, actually has celiac also. And we didn't realize he was on a grain-free diet, he had a little bit of digestive distress over the last month or two. And we just took all the little bits of kind of gluten-free bread that were here and there and removed them from his diet, and his stomach felt better within a week. So now my teenager is paleo. I was kind of floored when he came to me and said, Mom, I need to go on a paleo diet like you. You think of teenagers wanting to eat junk food all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you're not feeling well, and that's what happened to me too. I mean, I would love some brown rice pasta, but the next morning I have what's called a food hangover, and maybe people out there can relate, where you just don't feel quite right. It's not the most serious side effects like people can get with celiac, but for me, I just didn't feel like myself. So I jumped right into your book and I made the cinnamon French toast using a coconut paleo bread that I had gotten. And it was fantastic. And my daughter loved it and she couldn't tell the difference because she and my husband are like grain addicts, but they seem to feel okay and they only eat whole grains. But I sneak in as many paleo meals as I can. Every time I'm like, paleo, paleo, mom, my 9-year-old's, mommy, not again. I don't mind the food. Stop singing that.
I know. My younger son will look at something and say, ew, that's not paleo, is it? And I'll say, yes, it is. I had some garlic crackers made out of almond flour on the counter last night, and he tasted one, and he was like, actually, I like it. I'm like, okay. I won't have to lecture you on how healthy they are. I'll just let you enjoy them.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the kids are catching on. I think children are more and more aware of their health and just wanting to function in an optimal manner. We all want that, whether we have celiac disease or not.
Oh, I completely agree. Well, let's talk about some of the things you're going to find in your pantry if you're paleo. You've got almond flour, arrowroot powder, chocolate, which is great. You've got coconut milk, coconut oil. Coconut oil is really all the rage right now. And for so many years, it was demonized. Talk to us about what makes it so great.
Well, I think people are finding out that this whole high-carb, fat-free diet from the 80s and 90s, and even in this century, hasn't really served us very well. We have an obesity epidemic. One out of three adults is either pre-diabetic or diabetic, and people are really jumping on the higher-fat bandwagon, and coconut oil is a wonderful fat. There's even a neurologist who... I'm not sure if you've heard of her, but her husband had a neurological condition and she gave him coconut oil and his symptoms were reduced for a period of time, which I just thought was amazing. It's also thought to be antiviral and antifungal, and it tastes incredible.
Yeah, I actually interviewed somebody talking about neurological issues and taking coconut oil every day. So there are some great things in your recipes, very healthy. Now, you know, one of the bummer things for me, and I eat them anyway, is almonds make me kind of sleepy. And so I can't eat them every day or I would be, I know, it's such a bummer. So what do you say to people like me who have some nut sensitivities? I mean, I can eat sunflower seeds fine, but any other nuts, I just don't quite feel like myself. And so I have to be careful. Would we just use coconut flour or other things?
Yeah, well, coconut flour and almond flour are totally different flours, and they're not interchangeable in recipes. But if you look at my book on page 21, I have a recipe called Nut-Free Bran Muffins that uses flax meal and pumpkin seeds, and it's sweetened with dates. And it also has coconut oil in it. And I really made a huge effort, and I think I succeeded in this book, in making more recipes that were nut-free for people like yourself. I also have on page 42 of my book, Nut-Free Crackers. And those are made with hemp seeds and coconut flour and flax meal as the base. Because there are so many people that don't tolerate almonds well and can't eat nuts at all.
Yeah,
and then, of course, the entire vegetable section. Sorry?
No, I was just saying it bums me out about the almonds because they're so good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is frustrating when it comes to treats. But I think also if you look at the vegetable section, there's so many fun dishes in there. Like I make sesame noodles, like the kind we used to get in college. I went to school in New York City, and those are made with kelp. I have coleslaw, bitter dandelion greens, cauliflower rice. So if you've given up rice, you can make rice out of cauliflower, which is a superfood. You're swapping high-carb grains that are not super nutrient-dense for superfood cauliflower. So that's kind of one of the favorite sections of my book is the vegetable section.
Well, Alana, you've got to come back. The time goes way too fast. How do we learn more about you?
Thanks so much. It was great to be with you, Lisa.
What's your website, Alana?
Elanaspantry.com.
Great. I'm Lisa Davis. Thanks for listening to Naturally Savvy. Check us out at RadioMD.com.